Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Hashtag parenting for real. On the Jeff and Jen Show, we celebrate the messiest, the most embarrassing, the least perfect moments while raising kids. Because you know what? That's what real life is like. And those are the best and the funniest moments. So we want to hear your stories today. 404-263-0941.
Did you see the phone lines, Jen? Already lit up. This is apparently an epidemic.
Of your kids saying something in public to completely embarrass you?
Yeah, we'll call it child blurt.
I like that.
I was sharing a story with Jen yesterday about a young man who had to go into the restroom with his mom. He was at that age where he couldn't stay inside or outside the door.
Oh, yeah. So you have to make them go in with you. That's why they have all those family bathrooms.
Yeah, so they went into the group women's room, and while she was handling her business in the stall that he was in, right, with her, he asked her why she was pulling a mouse out of her butt.
And other people heard him say that.
And then, like, two stalls, if that wasn't humiliating enough, two stalls down, mom heard another child ask her mom why a woman would have a mouse in her butt.
Oh, that's so awesome. 404-263-0941. I have one of these to share, too.
Angel in Jasper.
Hey, guys.
How old was the little jerk?
Yeah, that's it. He was about 6 years old, and this was like our first date with my new boyfriend. He was meeting the kids. Everything was cool. Unfortunately, I have false teeth. I took one of my plates out and wrapped it in a paper towel. I go to get something else to drink. He decides to stand up in the middle of the booth while the restaurant is packed. And yells, "Hey, Mom, you forgot your teeth." It was the most embarrassing moment of my life. It was terrible.
Did that first date ever turn into a second date?
Yeah, it did.
Yes. Actually, we are still together.
Awesome.
And they call him Dad.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, good.
So it was.
Oops. I just had to get rid of her before I made a false teeth new boyfriend joke.
Yeah, you didn't catch that, did you, Jen?
Nisha in Norcross.
I was trying to ignore it.
Oh, okay. Kelly. I was wondering.
I was trying to ignore him.
Hello. So I was in the doctor's office with my 6-year-old. Uh-huh. And, you know, when you're in public and you're sitting close to people, you don't want to pass gas. Mm-hmm. So my stomach was bubbling, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to let this out. It's going to be silent. No one's going to hear it. But I didn't think about the deadly part. So I went ahead, I let it out. My son said, "Mommy, did you fart in front of everybody?" I was so freaking embarrassed. I'm brown skin, and I started turning red. I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed.
The gas might have been silent, but the kid was not.
The kid was deadly.
The kid was deadly.
Hashtag parenting for real.
Thanks, Nisha.
Laura in Flowery Branch.
Hey, so I am a veterinarian, and sometimes I have to take my kids with me to emergency surgeries, whatever. Uh-huh. And I had to go in one evening, took my newly just turned 4-year-old daughter with me. We did a C-section on a dog. So she learned that that's how puppies are born, is that you do C-sections. Well, we were in line at Stone Mountain Park one time, a few weeks after, and she walked up to a very pregnant woman and asked her if they were going to cut her baby out.
Oh, my God.
Babies are born.
That's like a horror film.
I had to quickly run over and tell this mother what she meant by that. And she laughed it off. She thought it was funny. So now I've had to tell my daughter to keep her work stories at work with me.
That is so good.
That's like a little kid walking up to you in line at a park and saying, "Are they going to cut your baby out?"
Oh, that is a horror film.
That's the stuff a horror film is made of. All right. What line did you say?
Line one.
Line one, Selena in Lawrenceville. Hey.
Hi.
So we were at Publix, and we were just walking around the aisles. And then my daughter, she sees this lady. She, you know, she's a little bit on the chunky side. She's like, "Mommy, she's so fat." Mm. Oh, my God. I was so embarrassed. I was like, "Mom," I was like, "Please don't say that, Diana." And she was like, "Oh."
Well, at least she didn't walk up to her and say, "Hey, when are they going to cut the baby out of you?"
I mean, that could have been worse.
All right, our phone number is 404-263-0941. We'll get a few more of these great stories on hold, and then right after Chainsmokers, this happened to Jen.
Oh yeah,
hear your story.
Yep.
Next.
Star 94.1.
The messiest and most embarrassing moments of parenting are actually the funniest. We call them hashtag parenting for real. And this morning, we want to know the craziest or most embarrassing thing your kid ever said in public.
All right, Simone in Georgia. Hey, Simone.
Hey, it's not my kid, okay. But I was working in an ID card office in a military base, and this little girl was in there. She had a very cute dress on. We were like, "Hey, your dress is really pretty." She said, "Thanks. My mom stole it from Target."
No.
So do you think mama really shoplifted, or do you think that's like the kid not understanding and like this was a steal, or I stole, like if it was a $30 dress
clearance.
And she
yeah.
got it for $8?
Because I'm not sure, because after that, the mom left out, and she never came back. So.
Okay, well, she shoplifted it.
Yeah.
I
hope y'all didn't inventory right after she left. Which little one of yours did it? I'm guessing Lauren, because she's
yes, our oldest, our 4-year-old, when she was about 3 and a half, we were in the produce section at the grocery store, and we were picking out pears, and I was, like, trying to involve her in the process to, like, you know, pick out the right ones, and she's like, "Mommy, these are really good. They make you poop." Like in front of a whole bunch of other people. I was like, "Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
they help you and your sister." I wasn't planning on telling the whole produce section that, but thanks, honey. So
I didn't,
cute, though.
I didn't know, but Jen actually, I made a joke because I overdosed on cheese the other day, and I was worried about there being some blockage, and Jen's like, "Get you some pears."
Get you some ripe pears.
I didn't know that about pears.
Beth, for my kids.
Beth and Roswell.
Yeah, my daughter was about 3, and we went to dinner at a pub. We walked in and sat down, and my husband and I are looking at the menu, and the waitress comes over. Before we have a chance to say a word, she looks up and shouts, "I want French fries and a beer."
Yes. What did the waitress say?
And not just the waitress, everyone around us just cracked up. And I honestly don't know if my husband was more embarrassed or proud.
I don't know. I'd be kind of be proud of
Thank
that.
Thank you, Beth.
And okay, Shay in Lawrenceville.
Hey, my son, he was 4 at the time, but his father, we're all living together, but his father, he's white. And as we're walking down the street, walking after school, he just randomly points out to a bunch of Caucasians asking them, "Are you my daddy?"
No, he did not. What did you say?
So they're just looking at me like, "Oh my God."
Yes.
Are you my daddy?
I want to borrow someone's kid to do that. Can I have Lauren some weekend? Just sit her walking up and down the street with Callie, pointing at guys going, "Are you my daddy?" and watching their face. Oh, that's the best. Thank you, Shay.
Thanks.
We'll post this on Facebook, right? Because the phone lines won't stop. Okay, perfect. So what did we decide to call this, Jen?
We can definitely keep this going. It's the most embarrassing thing, your craziest thing your kid said in public.
The hashtag parenting for real, big mouth little toddler brat edition.
Oh, yeah. You call it the kid blurt.
The kid blurt edition.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.